Welcome to the Healing Elixir podcast. I'm your host, Alexis Charles, and deep breath in and out. How are you guys doing today? Happy Sunday if you are listening to me on Sunday. I hope you guys are all doing well. So today I am going to talk about a couple of things that I've been talking about with some of my friends, and it is a vulnerable topic, so kind of don't mind me if I take some pauses, because of course it's vulnerable, especially to me. So let's talk about the topic of relationships. In my previous podcast, I talked about off season, but I forgot to hit a important part of that. When we have like breakups, or we like even have friendships, romantic, platonic, and we kind of find ourselves seeking for the next person or distraction, etc. If this doesn't like pertain to you, then geez, I'm not even gonna lie to you. Tell me your ways. Because I am going to be totally transparent. Sometimes, especially in the past, especially when I wasn't emotionally intelligent, and I also didn't have that type of, I would say I wasn't taught a lot about relationships, and I feel like I'm going to take accountability for my relationship issues. However, I didn't really have teachers. So my mom really worked a lot, and my father was really distant. So in that, I was basically raising myself in some areas. In relationships, I really failed whenever I was growing up, because I was literally going off of love songs and how love songs went, and what else I was going off of TV shows. And okay, I saw That's So Raven. So I was like, okay, there's a mom and a dad. And then, okay, this is how this works. But no one really got into the intricacies with me. And I also thought all relationships are fun. And when it's not fun, like, you're supposed to leave them because they're not fun. Totally wrong. Then I was like, okay, I would get out of relationships, or even just communicating with people, I would stop talking to people. Yes, I have ghosted people before. I'm going to raise my hand and say it, and I'm going to admit it. I've done it before, because I'm being vulnerable with you guys today and I'm being real. If you haven't ghosted someone before, you know what? Again, kudos to you. But I am speaking my truth. So let me carry on. I've never understood why I did that. I never even understood my emotions in the past. And I was like, dude, not what was wrong with me, but why was I doing it? And one, I feel like I was ghosting because I didn't even know how to articulate my emotions. I didn't know how to express myself. And I felt like ghosting was better than actually talking it out, because talking it out meant that more work had to be put into the relationship. And it was no longer a dopamine hit. I was literally just talking to one of my friends about this. And when it wasn't a dopamine hit anymore, I was like, oh, okay, next, whatever. And my communication skills was like really bad. I didn't really have any good communication skills until I got older. And then that turns me into my next subject. When we go through breakups, I feel like sometimes we don't give ourselves time to heal and be in stillness and honor our singleness and start to center ourselves more, and rather decenter relationships at the time. I feel like it's very important that we take the time out to really just analyze why our relationships went wrong. What did we do? What did the other person do? Was there like a communication? Did you guys know each other's love languages? You have to kind of deep dive into the problematic issues that were happening. And when you analyze those things, instead of jumping into the next relationship, because I was just telling, again, one of my friends, this, shout out to Crystal. But I was talking to her and I was like, hey, we sometimes, whenever we do those things, or anybody does, we just recreate the same pattern in the next relationship unconsciously, because you're not sitting there and analyze what's going on, what happened, and how it affected you. You're just ready to go on next to the to the next dopamine hit. And I understand it. I get it. No one really wants to feel bad in relationships, right? No one really wants to be like, oh my God, we're really going through a lot of things. But what I've learned recently, you guys, this is a nugget, especially if you didn't know this. And like I said, I am teaching myself about relationships. So whatever. So basically I was like, dude, that is true. If it is worth it, you will fight for that relationship. Now, I am not, Alexis, myself, is not saying go ahead and condone toxicity, abuse, any type of abuse. I am not saying that. But I'm saying a relationship does involve compromise, and it does commune affect. It does. What's that word I'm trying to say? It does require effective communication and understanding each other. And if you guys are really, you know, going through some things, you know, don't just jump ship. Talk it out, communicate, see what that other person sees. It's like seeing something from a different point of view and actually, you know what, valuing it. And for example, if me and a person, well, a guy that I was talking to, were going through something, and I was just like, hey, I'm not going to suppress my emotions because you're not a mind reader. I feel like sometimes we believe that people are mind readers and they're just supposed to know things. And I've learned that in the past, they do not. So if you communicate and you say, hey, I didn't like the way you did A, B, and C, and that person would be like, well, I didn't even know you didn't like that. And then in your mind, you're like, how could he not know that? Because blah, blah, blah. Maybe he legitimately does not know that. And it's okay. I feel like we have so many crazy expectations for relationships because of social media. Like, dude, we see relationship podcasts, relationship TikTok, the pictures that says relationship goals. We see all of that shit and we just start to project that into our relationships when we're only seeing pictures, you guys. We're seeing damn pictures. That's not reality. We don't even know these people. And I even caught myself. I'm like, isn't this supposed to be happening now? And isn't this, why do you have your relationship on a timeline, on a social media timeline, like legitimately? And I realized that we need to just step back and get into our relationships, right? And kind of just not take social media so serious and really just get to know our partners and understand them on a deeper level and stop having these expectations that we say on social media. Now, I'm not saying you don't need to have standards or set expectations, but set those things inside your relationship. And I believe that will be more, what's that word? It would be more beneficial in relationships in that accord. So one of the biggest things, the main thing I want you guys to really think about when it comes to relationships, romantic or platonic, if you have a breakup, give yourself some time before you go into the next one. Give yourself some time to heal. Give yourself some time to analyze yourself, your actions and that person's actions, and take accountability for your own and honor your singleness. Another thing is if you are in a relationship, communicate with your partner, get to know your partner, decenter social media and center your relationship more. And just communicate on so many different levels, ask different questions, and don't assume things. That's the biggest thing. Don't assume that a person knows this and a person knows that. Even if you guys have been together for however long, sometimes you're evolving constantly. So some of the things that you like may change, and you have to communicate those things to your partner. So I believe relationships and partnerships are so beautiful. And to optimize our relationships, I feel like communication is key. Decentering social media again is important, and centering your relationship is more important in that regard. So you guys, I'm of course still healing. I feel like a lot of us all are. And when we talk about this topic of relationships, there's just a lot of stuff out there. So I just like to keep it short and sweet, because that's how I learn, when someone just keeps it short, sweet, and grounded. So if you listen to me today, thank you so much. I hope your relationships and your partnerships evolve into beautiful, beautiful things. And I am going to start recording weekly, you guys. I'm back into the swing of things. And I know some of you guys miss me, and I miss you guys too. So thank you for listening to the Healing Elixir podcast. Let's heal. Let's elevate. Let's upgrade your reality.